Good afternoon, Lee, and good afternoon to your listeners.
We get to continue calling you Mayor, don't we?
For now, yes.
For now? The official count's underway at the moment, isn't it?
That's correct. So we expect that the mayors and deputy mayors will be known this evening, and then there will be a continuation of the count to elect councillors. But as you're aware, mayors and deputy mayors also need to be elected as councillors before they can assume the role. So a while to go yet before we can confirm anything, but things are in progress, as you say.
Yeah, well, okay, best of luck.
Thank you.
And what about the figures? Are you happy with the figures of people voting for the first time in these compulsory elections?
I personally am. I think we're up around 80%, and in some cases, some municipalities are more than that. I think it's really healthy. It's a significant increase on previous years, previous elections. So, yeah, I think as a first up with the compulsory voting, I think it's an acceptable result.
Very good. Let's have a look at what's going on in and around the community, and the Women's Big Bash League is coming to La Trobe.
Yeah, an incredible achievement for our community, for our town, for our staff, particularly those involved with the preparation of the La Trobe Recreation Ground, Jason Sims in particular. Him and his team do a great job with that ground, and we are the beneficiaries. So the Hobart Hurricanes are going to be playing the Melbourne Stars on November the 15th and 16th at La Trobe Recreation Ground. Plenty of international players included in those two squads. So it's a wonderful opportunity for sport lovers, but also those who have a strong attachment to women's cricket in particular, to see live action on the local ground. And as I say, really looking forward to that, looking forward to having some good weather, we hope. And this will be a must-see for not only community members, but really keen to see those younger people, those school kids and that aspire to play at that level, to get along and to see the Stars in action, that's for sure.
All right. You're on the hunt for a new truck.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. Interesting in that what we're doing is actually rolling out a whole new range of bins, for want of a better term. So we're going to have new rubbish bins and new recycling bins in our CBD, in our park areas and whatnot. Not only will they provide opportunities for recycling to, I guess, to limit the amount of waste going into landfill, but also we're going to have a new truck, as you say, that's going to limit the amount of physical work required to empty those bins. So people visiting the area or locals will see gradually the rollout of those bins. They're colourful, they're very effective in the way they sign what items go in each bin.
Okay.
And we're really looking forward to the change that makes to our recycling and rubbish collection around the town.
Right, with summer approaching, let's turn our attention now to the Port Sorell Caravan Park.
Yeah, so this one's, you know, it's a wonderful asset out there, the Port Sorell Caravan Park. Many people know that. But council will be seeking very shortly expressions of interest from professionals, experienced persons, and those maybe who have some aspiration to manage a caravan park. We're looking for an on-site contract caretaker, and we believe the position will ultimately suit someone who's looking for a lifestyle role as much as an opportunity to have a career. So probably suited to couples or individuals with energy and passion and really someone who wants to engage with visitors and ensure they have a great experience. So anyone who's interested, keep an eye out on paper, particularly Saturday, and then following that. And put the applications in, as we say. We're looking forward to engaging somebody who's really enthusiastic about the Port Sorell Caravan Park and the wider area out there.
Yeah, very good. Now, nominations are open for the 2023 La Trobe Municipality Australia Day Awards. This rolls around quite quickly each and every year.
It does. But something I'm really keen to encourage people to consider, that is, people who are worthy of nomination for these awards, there are many people I believe are worthy, but council requires those people to be nominated before they can be considered. So anyone out there in our community who feels that someone out there is worthy of nomination, please do that. Please acknowledge those people and ensure they are considered as part of the Australia Day Awards. There are a number of categories, including Citizen of the Year, Young Citizen of the Year, which is aged between 15 and 30, and the Community Event of the Year. Nomination forms are available from council at the office, that is, or online at www.latrobe.tas.gov.au/community/Aust Day Awards. And they close on the 1st of December, Lee, so, yeah, a bit of time to think about it, but please Yeah. Mind to those volunteers, those people who contribute to our community.
Don't be a Tasmanian about it and delay, as we tend to do. Get it out of the way.
We do.
Right, you have a proposition, the Friends of the Rubicon Estuary. What's this about?
Yeah, really looking for a different way in which to engage and work with our community volunteers and those who have a passion for the Rubicon Estuary and all things associated with it. So looking at enhancing the natural values in and around the estuary, looking at revegetation projects to be delivered by community members. But also there's some key concepts to this proposal. That is to, I guess, recognise the establishment of shared values and to work together and cooperate with council to develop a wonderful relationship of goodwill and friendship for participants, looking for a better way in which to interact and to work with council more widely for local residents. And we differ in views on the environment and on priorities and estuary. But at the end of the day, everybody's looking for a good outcome, and we're hoping that this structure provides a good outcome where we can work collaboratively for benefits for the whole community. So if you're interested, please get in touch with the council and take the opportunity to get involved with Friends of the Estuary. The draft document is available on council's website, again, www.latrobe.tas.gov.au. And we're looking for some feedback about that concept, Lee, and that's the key. Let's get the structure right and let's get people's input and then get the whole thing in place.
And something that we didn't really want to have to touch on, but the day has come, curtains for Henley on Mersey.
Well, for this year, mate, for this year. And that decision's been made for a number of reasons. The issue we have all over Australia with the volunteering availability, I guess, and the ageing demographic of those volunteers. So our council has taken the decision that we won't be holding the Australia Day event this year at Henley. There's a number of reasons for that. I'd say volunteers is one of them. But also there's work going on with the construction of the flood levy as well, another consideration. But we're keen to talk to the community around the option of relaunching Henley in 2024.
Okay.
We're keen to engage people from our community in organising, supporting and facilitating that event. And it may well be that it's a different type of event, but really looking for some engagement with our community, for those who value Henley, who value the Australia Day event down on the Mersey. And that's key for us, that we get people's feedback, but also some thoughts about those who would like to be involved.
Yeah, and a great opportunity to put the call out. If you have some time to volunteer, please, not just when it comes to this particular event, but any organisation, to keep it going for, you know, years to come. Need people on the ground, don't we?
We do, and this event's been iconic. It's been running for over 100 years. And when we come to Australia Day on the coast, it is the event to attend. So we haven't given up hope, and as I say, it'll depend on the support and input from our community. And we'll do whatever we can to get it back on track for 2024, I'm sure.
Good to hear. Current Mayor of La Trobe, Peter Freshney, thank you for your time this afternoon. And we'll wait for those election results to filter through over the next couple of days.
No, very much appreciate that.
Good on you, mate. Chat soon. Bye. This is the Home Run.